This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star. Relax,
we'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Rushi High School on this Friday night, and we've got a fine contest lined up for you. In fact, it's the same matchup we presented to you last February with ScoresBroadcast.com offered its 1,000th webcast here on Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, Jackson Center at Rushi. It was a very good game last February, just about always is. We expect no different here tonight. These two clubs, Chuck, most all year long, will be a couple of the four that we think will battle for supremacy between now and February in this Shelby County League, the class of 7 teams. And these are two of the top quartet of clubs in the SCL this year.
Yeah, there are four really good basketball teams in the Shelby County League. We've seen Rushi play. We've seen Fort Loramie play. They're outstanding. This will be our first shot at looking at Jackson. They've got Brady Willard, a 6'6 senior, the premier player in the Shelby County League this year. He's got to get some help. He's got Bryce Sosby, a 5'10 junior, who's going to be playing the point. But his cousin Drew, who was their second leading scorer last year, graduated. So they're going to need some real step up on the perimeter for some of these younger guys with not a lot of experience to help them out.
Speaking of Jackson Center, Brady Willard pinned 29 points in one of Jackson Center's two wins. He was just a point shy of 30 against Lehman Catholic. Had foul trouble, only tallied 8 on the road to Columbus Grove. But to the rescue came his supporting cast. Trent Blackfoot popped in 10 points in that game. And Jackson Center was at its best on defense, like always, holding Columbus Grove to 28 in that game. That's a regular occurrence. That's a staple of head coach Scott Elkert's clubs. Big D at the defensive end.
Oh, they play outstanding defense. They hedge. They switch all screens. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get a real good look at the basket. And you just assume that. I was talking to Coach Elkert before the game, just chatting with him during the freshman game. And I said, how are you going with Brady this year? Because you're wanting to be aggressive. The kid's the best defender in the league.
Yep.
He's a shot blocker. He's very aggressive. But you got to temper that with knowing that he doesn't do you any good if he gets that third foul in the first half and sitting on the bench. And he said, well, we were up 11 when he got in foul trouble at Columbus Grove. We pushed it up to 20. He said, I don't really want to try that every time.
Not tonight for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Because Rushi is a real, we saw him against St. Henry, and they did a lot of good things. They just really couldn't pull away in that game, and then at the end, St. Henry got the win in overtime.
Cole Tevy, 6'2 and a half on the inside. Very good player for Rushi is Cole Tevy. He had 18 points in an earlier victory over Houston, only netted one field goal against St. Henry. Jack Daycore, only one field goal, a handful of free throws, but only one bucket against St. Henry. Clearly, Rushi needs a much better offensive output than that here tonight, although St. Henry played mighty scrappy defense, and Rushi will experience that from Jackson Center in this game this evening.
Maybe even better defense tonight. They lived on the perimeter with Dylan Cordonier and Drew Sherman and Jack Daycore, the three of them. With their leading scorers, they got to get something on the inside tonight. They got to make Willingham play defense. They can't just let him rest on the defensive end and score a lot of points at the other end.
One of the reasons why these two teams, Chuck, are so good is tradition. For the last 5 years, Jackson Center has won a district championship. Two of the last five, Jackson Center's gone to the state Final Four.
Right.
How about that? Well, in the last 3 years, Rushi has won the Shelby County League. They've been at the top. They've taken home all the marbles the last three seasons in the SCL with more than 20 wins each of the last three campaigns overall.
Well, this is my personal opinion. I think Scott Elbert is not only the best coach any division in our area, I think he's got to be one of the top 10 coaches in the state of Ohio. He just does it right. He gets the best out of his kids every time. And on the other bench, Spencer Cordonier, learning the game. I mean, he's spent a whole lot of years on the bench with Coach Bremigen, and he's trying to get his own style, his own thing going with Rushi. They've been very, very, very good the last couple of years, that's for sure.
Rushi Raiders would like to push this game into the mid or upper 50s. Jackson Center wants to keep it below 50, that's for sure.
Yeah, if Jackson keeps this game in the 40s, they'll probably win the basketball game. They like to hold teams into the 20s defensively.
Interesting, we talked about a projected final score last year. These two clubs split. Jackson Center won 45-42. Rushi won 53-48. That makes my point. Jackson Center won when the game was held below 50.
Right.
When Rushi crept the score above 50, the Raiders were victorious. 2 years ago, Rushi won by 4 points twice. Season in, season out, game in, game out. It is a tight battle. This Jackson Center team, as we can all recall, went to the state Final Four a year ago. It was an upstart Jackson Center team. Wasn't figured to go that deep into the tourney. There was another Sosby on that team a year ago who graduated, Drew Sosby. He was sensational. Bryce, his brother, is on the club this year, and Bryce's
cousin.
Yeah, I'm sorry, cousin.
Yep. I made that mistake last year when I said something to Drew, and he goes, well, that's my cousin, but thanks.
He plays the game just like Drew. He's at 13-20 in two contests so far this year. He's picking right up where Drew left off last season.
Well, you take a look at the two teams, and you got one senior for Jackson Center. You've got three, four, five, six seniors for Rushi, but that's kind of the way Rushi's been. They had really good classes come through. They stayed together as a group. They graduate 7, 8, 9 kids every year. Within the next group steps in, and here they come again.
Rushi Raiders have Cole Tevy at 6'2 and a half, Jack Daypore at 6'3, Daniel Kearns at 6'4. How do they guard the tall 6'5, 6'6 Brady Wildermuth for Jackson Center?
Well, Wildermuth, He likes to start out on the perimeter, and then he works his way down onto the block.
Uh-huh.
And you got to defend him out there because the kid can shoot a three.
Right.
Personally, I play front back. I would try to get him to maybe pick up an offensive foul or two. But he's a tough stop on the defensive end.
Certainly tonight, the Tigers, as we've already alluded, can't push the envelope with a couple quick fouls on Brady Wildermuth. He needs to stay on the floor, 28, 29 minutes of the 32, and not get a third foul to mid-fourth quarter of this game?
Well, that would be optimum for them.
Yep.
Yeah, they need him out on the floor. I mean, like I said, to me, he is the premier player in the league. And you can't have him sitting on the bench.
Right. Rushi has a mark of 2-1 so far. Resounding triumphs over Houston, 67-39, and Newton, 67-43. Rushi displayed very good inside-outside games in those two victories. Struggled against St. Henry, which clamped down on Rushi, and the Raiders simply did not generate the points from the young men on the floor who they expect to produce night in, night out. Two wins for Jackson Center, 54-38 over Lehman Catholic, 49-28 over Columbus Grove. The Raiders 2-1, the Tigers 2-0. And this is the initial Shelby County League game of the year for the Jackson Center Tigers, having played Lehman Catholic a week ago when the league began its first round.
Well, when you got 7 teams, everybody gets a bye every league night. Jackson just happened to draw the straw to do that. And it's not too bad of an idea to get a couple of non-league games in before you play your first.
And that's a very good point. I was going to ask you about that, Chuck. Yes, I would agree. Although Rushi had to play on the road in game one, it was at Houston. The Wildcats continue perhaps to be a little off their game as they've been the last couple of years. But Brad Francis, new head coach, may be able to turn things around. Who knows? Good crowd on hand as the Rushi pep band strikes up in the background. Jackson Center Tigers to our right, shooting around. Attired in a road black with orange and white trim. Rushi Raiders to our left in the home white with a lot of light blue and gold trimming. So many thanks to our underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, including these two from Rushi. Big shout-outs to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, which came on board with us last March during the basketball tournament here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude as well to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loring, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, and Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. The U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. On the web with us here on ScoresBroadcast.com for the last 9 years. And the Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around. Thanks so much to the Sydney Daily News. The U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, Lacal Equipment, Holloway Sportswear, Barker Insurance, and American Architectural Glass have all been with us on Scores for the last 8 to 10 years. And had it not been for Lacal Equipment and Jackson Center, we simply could not have gotten started. A lot of gratitude to all of these fine businesses and organizations. As well, we extend a thanks to these supporting underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finished in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go to the website for more savings. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his very best shot. The In-Between, just south of Budkins, where the food is not in between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Take a good, long look at Primary Eye Care, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495, 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. And these ANA sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Up should be a mighty fine game here tonight between Jackson Center and Rushi. It just about always is, Chuck.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
6 of the last 8 games have been decided by 5 points or less, and only 1 of the last 8 decided by more than 10. It's always an even Steven battle. Good offensive possessions at a premium usually. The defenses are mighty, mighty strong.
Well, that's the key. And again, Coach Elker before the game was saying, obviously, the two things they got to make sure they have to do is make sure that Rushi doesn't run on them, because they get excited. They get the excitement going. They get the crowd going, and that's when they're at their best. So they got to try to limit their fast breaks and their runs, try to hold them to no more than 3 or 4 points in a run before they make a stop.
And we'll need to keep an eye on fouls, not only team fouls, which can trigger that 1-on-1 bonus late in the first half and late in the game, but also individual fouls. It's important for Jackson Center's Brady Wildermuth to stay on the floor as long as possible, and Rushi certainly doesn't want to lose Cole Tebbe, who had an 18-point game earlier this year. Starting lineups are next, then the opening tip on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you too will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
The crowd is still filing in here at Rushi High School. We expect it to be full by tip-off time. Starting lineups being introduced momentarily. Orange and black out at center court right now. Trent Flatfoot, 5'11 sophomore, at a guard along with Gavin Boozer, a 6-foot junior. Both very scrappy players. And each of those two young men not only counted on for points, but also a few rebounds per outing. Bryce Sosby, 5'10", a junior in the opening five. Also out there, Fred Bunkie, 6'3", in the junior. And Brady Wildermuth, 6'6", a senior. It is significant that Bunkie is at 6'3". Over the course of the year, he'll provide some support for Brady Wildermuth around the hoop. For the Rushi Raiders, Dylan Cordonier, a guard, 6 feet tall, a senior. Drew Sherman, teams with him, 5'10", and a senior. Cole Tebbe flashes between forward and the post. Tebbe, 6'2", and a senior. Jack Tabor opens up in the starting line, starting lineup. Tabor, 6'3", and a junior. Spelled D-A-B-O-R-E. And rounding out the starting five for the Rushi Raiders is sophomore inside player Daniel Kearns, 6'4" tall. Kearns at 6'4", just a couple inches shy of Brady Wildermuth. It's going to be very interesting to see how head coach Spencer Codogno of Rushi matches up on Brady.
I want to see, too. I mean, Burns is only 2 inches shorter, but he's 2 years less experienced.
Yeah. You're right about that. And Brady Wildermuth is a senior, but I tell you what, Chuck, it seems like he's a fifth-year senior.
I thought he was a senior last year halfway through the season, and I went, wait, I've been wrong all year.
I remember that. Well, we've talked about Sosby's and Wildermuth for the last several years for this Jackson Center team, which, as we noted, has won 4 district championships in the last 5 years, 2 trips to the state tournament. 5 years ago, got to the state final. Last year, the state semis. Rushi has won 3 straight Shelby County League championships and 2 district titles in the last 3 seasons. Opening tip to start the game is won by Rushi. Down to Tevi. Tevi tries to go inside to Kearns. It's broken up by Bunky and stolen. Good defense by Jackson Center on Rushi's first journey down the hardwood. 25 feet away on the left. It's Platfoot. Gives it up top of the circle to Sosby. On a weave to Platfoot. Coming out to catch is Wildermuth. Top of the circle, Bunky. Left side pass to Gavin Boozer. Left open. He's behind the arc. Long jumper. Good by Gavin Boozer. And Jackson Center's off and running. 3-0 lead. 45 seconds in. On the left wing, it is Dylan Cordagna Ferrucci. Now to Sherman. Kearns catches top of the key. Right side pass, Daypour. Here's Sherman. Man-to-man defense with Jackson Center. Wildermuth guarding Tevi at the moment. Ball weaved out high to Sherman. Picks up his dribble. Goes to Daypour. Right side pass to Sherman, who's being checked now by Sosby, 25 feet away. 6:50 left to go here in the first quarter. 3-0 Jackson Center. Coming out to catch. Straight away, Daypour. Weaves it 25 feet away to Sherman. Starts a drive. Foul line. Now to Kearns. Right side pass, Cordonier goes through the lane, doesn't shoot. He's 8 feet away, tries an awkward leaner, missed it wide right. They carry him to Wildermuth. He romps down the floor for Jackson Center, into the lane. Feeds right corner for the three-point shooter. Trent Blackfoot missed it off the back rim. Rebound down to Rushi. Up ahead, Tevi. Right side pass goes to Sherman on the weave, Daypour. Steps back, doesn't shoot the three, though. Goes to Sherman. Low on the right, Kearns, he's doubled. Ball turned to Tevi. Ball weaved into the lane to Sherman. Excellent defense by Jackson Center through the first 2 minutes.
It's real important for Rushi to stay patient and not take bad shots out of this, because the more you work it, the more you make a play defense, you might find a seam.
Exactly right, Chuck. Eventually, Jackson Center's defense may flex enough, you get an opening. Here's another broken up pass by Bunky. Bunky to Wildermuth. Brady down the middle of the floor, below the foul line, running one-hander, high off the glass, no good. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Jackson Center. Tigers missed an opportunity right there. A little bit of a sloppy 4-on-3 break.
It was, and the thing that he did, though, is he avoided the charge. He did pull up and try to shoot it instead of taking it to the rim.
3-0 Jackson Center, 5.5 to go first quarter. 25 feet away, it's Dylan Cordonier. Nearly walked, goes baseline left. Good defense by the Tigers. There is some contact. Ball loose, goes out of bounds, touched by a black jersey.
I thought it went off his foot.
Inbounding left of the rim, it is Sherman for Rushi. Lobbing way out to midcourt and into backcourt, where it's tracked down by Jack Daypour. Hand off to Dylan Cordonier. He's picked up by Sosby. 25 feet out. Now to Daypour. Bounce pass left wing to Cordonia. Left baseline, Tevi. Fakes right, goes left around. Wildermuth all the way to the cup, and he lays it in. Tevi challenging Wildermuth, who backed off a little bit at the last second, and it's 3-2. Jackson Center up a point. Here's the ball whisked up the floor to Bunky, top of the circle for Jackson Center. Now to Wildermuth at 6-6 out high. Left side pass, Boozer to Brady. Little give and go down the lane with a teammate. Bunky left it short, no good. Got his own rebound. Threw it on the arc to a teammate, Sosby. Jumper from 15 now, short. Rebounded by the Raiders. Here comes Dylan Cordonier. Hustling down the floor, across the lane. Banked it in with a right hand. Nice play, Dylan Cordonier. 4-3, Rushi. Brady Wildermuth coming back for Jackson Center. He's double-teamed 25 feet away. fires it cross court to Trent Platfoot. Platfoot on the bounce. Anna Brady deep in the left corner, being Anna Metemi. Brady Wilderuth is doubled in the paint. Flips it behind in Ruzer. Ruzer's open, a deep three, left corner, shot it strong. Rebounded by Rushi. Boy, Rushi's shading Brady Wilderuth with two and a half players every time Wilderuth gets near the basketball. Here's Sherman firing a pass into the post intended for Kearns, stolen by Bunky of Jackson Center. Bunky down the floor to Bryce Sosby. 3:47 to go, low scoring first quarter. Here's Brady Wilderuth on the right flank. Goes baseline right. Power move. Blocked on the play. Good effort by Tevi. Loose ball to Rushi. The trailer Kearns. Right corner day, pull for a triple. Way short. Good box out of the rebound by Trent Blackfoot of Jackson Center, which is down a point. Dribble drive down the lane. 3-on-2 break. Late dish to Boozer for the layup for Jackson Center. Boozer's got all five. 5-4, our score. Jackson Center up one over Rushi. 3:13 to go, first quarter. 25 feet away on the right. It goes to Kearns. Ball tossed around the top of the circle to Cordagna. Cordagna gives it up, gets it back. Takes right, goes left. Looks for a teammate in the post. Now goes to Kearns, top of the circle. Fired into the right corner to Sherman. Sherman goes baseline, tries a reverse layup. Blocked away. Good effort by Jackson Center. Blackfoot got the steal. And then Jackson Center coughed it up at the other end. Rushi coming back on the attack. Here's Cordagna. Left side pass to Sherman. Now to Dillon. 2:35 to go, first quarter. 5-4 Jackson Center. Every possession being valued. Here's a pass by Kearns. Top of the circle. Tried to go high, low. No one was there. Closest man to it, a Jackson Center defender, who got a finger on it, and it went out of bounds. Coming in now for Rushi is Hunter Cohey, a 6'2 junior. Also on the floor is Ethan Monier, a 5'11 senior. Inbounding, Rushi low to left to Tebby. He challenges Brady Wilderuth. A little half-hook shot, a seven-footer. Softly goes in. It hit the front rim, backboard, and trickled through.
Much more aggressive now than he was last Saturday against St. Henry, that's for sure.
That is the truth. You're right, Chuck. 2:11 to go, first quarter, 6-5, Rushi. Brady Wilderuth straight away. Coming out to catch on the play is Blackfoot. Left side pass to Boozer. They give him the open shot. He doesn't take it. Goes cross court to Corbin Murphy, who's in now for Jackson Center, a 6'2 sophomore. Now Wilderuth handles. Gives it up to Bryce Sosby. Sosby being challenged 20 feet away by the Rushi defender. Sosby gave it up, got it back, fed it to Murphy. Rushi backs off. They sag, letting Murphy shoot. He launches a triple off to the left. No good. Rebound by Rushi. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. 6-5 Raiders. Here's Cordagna. Left side pass, Dayport. Tried to make a wraparound throw. Deflected by Jackson Center. Then touch last by Dayport of Rushi.
Well, they are putting, you got it right, 2.5 people right now are on the backside's on Wilderuth. His own man's on him, and then whoever is guarding the person on the wing out here is saying, go ahead and shoot it.
Yep. 6-5, Rushi leads, a minute 20 left to go, first quarter. Sosby in backcourt, fires a pass up into Wilderuth, intercepted! Cole Tevi stole it, he drove 40 feet and laid it through. Cole Tevi off to a fine start. 8-5 Rushi. Wilderuth nearly palmed it. Dribbled down into the paint. Headed off into the left corner of Murphy. Out to Sosby. Sosby yet to get a shot, right, Chuck?
Sosby, he's taken one, missed it.
Sosby, right side pass. Goes on the play to teammate Gavin Boozer. And Boozer starts to drive. There's a whole bunch of contact. Foul against Jackson Center for charging.
That's going to be on Wilderuth. That's his first, and that was the correct call.
Wilderuth ran over the defender. Hunter Cohey in off the bench for Rushi. Boy, he stood his ground. That's an important early game foul on Jackson Center. 8-5 Rushi, 50 seconds to go in the first. Slow pace dribble, midcourt. And coming over to check with Rushi head coach Spencer Cordagna is Dillon Cordagna, who's on the bounce 50 feet away. Jackson Center in the man-to-man doesn't guard.
and Rushi may play for one, up three with 26 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Well, Coach Elker's having quite the conversation with Todd Baker, the official, who made the call down there.
Down to 17, 16, 15 seconds left, opening period. Rushi holding at midcourt, not being challenged tightly. Now Dylan Grudagna starts the move with seven. Ball thrown 25 feet away to Daypour. A long, long triple air ball out of bounds.
Well, you hold the ball for 40 seconds, you should be able to get a better shot than that.
1.9 left in the first. Full court pressure by Rushi. Sosby inbounding. He goes in backcourt to Boozer, back to Sosby. Sosby heaves a 60-footer. It's away at the buzzer, off the top of the backboard. Would have counted had it gone. It went through the rafters, hit nothing up above. Was online, but hit the top edge of the glass. We played one quarter at Rushi. The Raiders, 8. Jackson Center Tigers, 5. On scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Chuck, we anticipated a low-scoring game tonight. I don't believe we expected only 13 points between the clubs in the first 8 minutes.
Well, and Sosby and Wildermuth have not scored yet.
Here's Wildermuth in the post to start the second quarter for Jackson Center. He's got a short turnaround bank shot. He laid it up there with a little too much oomph on it. It came off. Loose ball rebound to Rushi. Intercepted by Jackson Center. Stolen back by Rushi. Frenetic play here in the first half minute of quarter number two. Yep, Brady Wildermuth. Bryce Sosby still without a point. Good shot fake. Daypour on the arc. Might have gotten away with a walk. He entered the lane unmolested and shoveled it in with the left hand. He did clearly take steps. It was overlooked. Here's Wildermuth at midcourt. Now to Sosby, top of the key. Here's a swipe, a steal by Rushi. Outlet to Kearns behind the back. Broken up by Boozer. Then a foul by Rushi.
I don't think you want your 6'4 sophomore post guy throwing a behind-the-back pass on a fast break.
Nope. And it resulted in not only a turnover, but a foul.
He fouled also.
52 seconds gone here in the second quarter. 10-5. Rushi up 5 over Jackson Center. And Jackson Center can ill afford to get 4 or 5 possessions behind. Other than Wildermuth and Sosby, not a lot of consistent firepower. Here's good hustle by Jackson Center. Wildermuth split the defenders, broke down the lane. Late dish to Bunky for the layup. Wildermuth to Bunky for 2 for Jackson Center. 10-7, Rushi. 6:40 left to go, second quarter. Daypour gives it up, right side pass to Ethan Monier. Here's Daypour, near side of the court. Gives it to Sherman, back to Daypour. Lob, baseline right to Hunter Cohey, back to the basket. Goes to work around Bunky. Shot off the underneath side of the glass, into the hands of Wildermuth. Outlet down the floor to a teammate. Driving, shooting, deflected, no good, short. Shot wouldn't go for Platfoot. Good defense by Rushi at the rim, and the Raiders have it. 10-7, Rushi. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Midcourt Sherman. Cohey, high post, looks for the back door to Daypour. It's not open. Sherman gathers the ball 25 feet away between the rings. Near side, Daypour. Here's Tebby, foul line, extended left. How many points for Tebby so far, Chuck?
Tebby's got 6 of the 10.
And what do we have? A timeout called on the floor by the Rushi Raiders, who are up 3 5:47 left in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Well, Chuck, the bad news so far for Jackson Center. Bryce Sosby, Brady Wildermuth yet to score, but still, Tigers down, only three.
Well, yeah, Boozer's got five of the first seven for them, so somebody else to step up. They're playing good defense on both of them.
Exactly, and that's kept Jackson Center very tight with Rushi, which is up three. Raiders had a five-point lead at 10-5. This is Dylan Cardon, 25 feet away. Picked up by Bryce Sosby. Now to Hunter Cohey, top of the circle, bunky on him. Here's Cardon, fakes right, goes left, baseline, pulls up, doesn't shoot. Outside to Daypour, who guns a triple. It hit the back rim, no good. Oh, what a rebound by Sherman. Sherman threw it back out to Cardon, back to Sherman in the right corner. Set shot, Hunter Cohey straight away. It hit the lip of the rim, came out to Jackson Center. Would have been a triple had it gone. Here's Bunky, head of the key. Tries to make a bounce pass through tight quarters into the lane to Wildermuth. Kick on the play by Rushi. 5:02 to go in the second quarter. Chuck, it looks like a high school football score. 10-7 Rushi. Baseline, right of the basket, inbounding. Bryce Sosby for the Jackson Center Tigers. He looks. Fires on the arc to the three-point shooter. There's a long one, but Trent Blackfoot. It bounces around and comes off. Tigers can't find the range. Rushi snatched it. Daypour up ahead to Dylan Cardonier. Near side to Sherman. On the weed to Daypour. Shot fake. Foul line. Back to Sherman, 25 feet away. Now to Daypour. Shot fake again. Goes to the foul stripe. Right back to Sherman once more. Rushi is heeding your advice, Chuck. Against this Jackson Center defense, you've got to be consistently patient.
Yep, not forcing up anything right now. They're doing a nice job both ends of the floor.
There's a good entry pass down low to the left to Kearns. Kearns with a left-handed hook shot. It was good. What a play by Kearns. Nice assist by Dylan Cardonier. And the sophomore lefty, Daniel Kearns, makes a nice maneuver in the post. And Rushi is up 12-7. Jackson Center's got the ball in the arc. It is Sosby. Sosby gives it up to Bunky, 25 feet away. Bounce pass ahead of the key to teammate Gavin Boozer. Boozer to Blackfoot, still on the arc. Ball rotated near side. Boozer. Here's Sosby. High arching shot, three-pointer. Missed it. Just grazing the iron in front. Rebound collected easily by the Raiders, who lead it 12-7, 3:42 to go second quarter. Midcourt, Dylan Cardonier for Rushi. Backs to the center line. Shows beyond him. Right side pass to Sherman. Oh, back door goes Hunter Cohey. What a dish. Sherman found it. Excellent assist by Sherman. Hunter Cohey on the finish. And Rushi's double the score, 14-7. Here's Brady Wildermuth taking everything in his own hands. Barrels the length of the floor here, Chuck. Avoids a charge in the lane and loops in a runner from 7 feet. There was contact. Rushi didn't stand in there strongly enough, or it might have been called.
I'm sure Coach Elfer's heart was in his throat that time.
Here's Cohey in the paint for Rushi. Off balance, tries a wild shot. Bunky stuffed him, but stepped out of bounds when he yanked down the basketball from the Rushi player. Out of bounds, Bunky. Rushi will throw in. 14-9, 2:57 to go here in the first half.
Baseline, left of the basket. Sherman, the playmaker for Rushi. He's got Tebby low on the left. Wants to hand it to him. Now Tebby veers into the corner. Ball lobbed to Tebby. Here's a spin move against Wildermuth, who deflects it off the side of the backboard right back to Tebby, who fakes left, goes right. Hook shot of the lane. Cole Tebby got it. Tebby and Kearns, last couple possessions have come up big for the Raiders, who lead it 16-9. At every chance, Rushi challenging Brady Wildermuth through the middle. Jackson center going cross court to Blackfoot. 7-point lead, Rushi. 2.5 to go in the half. Wildermuth on the arc. Oh, fine shake and take move. He jerked to the left. Went hard to the basket to the right. Got to the rim. Deflection. Foul. Rushi, that was close. Almost a clean block. Two free throws for Brady.
Yeah, as an official, you see a 5'10 kid try to block a 6'6 kid, you're going to assume he got some elbow, which he did.
Brady Wildermuth eyes the goal. High arch foul shot off to the right. It was a little crooked. Brady with an open stance at the line. Right foot up ahead of the left by about 8 inches. He toes the charity mark for number two. It's in the air. Swish. 16-10. Rushi up six. 2:25 to go, second quarter. Midcourt with the ball. Dylan Cordonier straight away doesn't shoot. Right side Sherman back to Dylan. Coming out to catch Kearns in the top of the circle. Left side pass to Ethan Monier. Monier steps back, guns the three. Hit the rim, high off the glass. Rebound out of Jackson Center. Off and running is Blackfoot. Blackfoot to midcourt, but we got a foul behind the activity. Cole Tebby was holding Brady Wildermuth 60, 70 feet from the basket. I'm not sure what that was all about, Chuck. In fact, it's ruled intentional, I think.
They got tangled up down there, and when Wildermuth stood up, Tebby reached out and grabbed hold of him so he couldn't run down the floor, and Workman was looking at it. Not going to get away with that. There's three officials out there.
Brady Wildermuth at the line, shooting. It is long. It's no good. Here's the second of the two-shot check. He's 1-for-3 at the free throw stripe in this game. And that one hits the back rim, comes down, hits the rim once, twice, three times, and spins off. No good. Jackson center ball after the technical on Rushi, which winds up not hurting the Raiders. Jackson center had the ball anyway. But Brady is now 1-for-4 at the charity line in the first 14 minutes of this game. Here is Sosby, bounce pass near side. Steal, intercepted. Here's a run out the other way by Tebby. Into the lane, hooks it up over Brady Wildermuth, who got a finger on it, short no good. Offensive rebound, Kearns, and he's yanked on. He's fouled. 16-10, Rushi, a minute 51 to go in the second. And Chuck, who picked that one up?
They called it on...
Was it on Blackfoot, or was it...
It wasn't Wildermuth, it was...
The official signaled three and did not signal 3-4, which I thought maybe he was going to do. Brady Wildermuth was in the vicinity. Foul shot is up there by Kearns. Little lengthy, no good. 16-10, Rushi. Just under two to play in the second quarter. Corbin Murphy had been on the floor for Jackson Center. He's now replaced by Fred Bunke. Second shot, Kearns, who's got a beautiful spin move basket, scoring with the left hand in this period. That foul shot hit the back rim, stuck, somehow went to the front rim, laid there for a second.
I'm not sure how that didn't go in.
And then fell off. Rebound of a Jackson center after two misses. Willard with head of the key, open player, low on the right, cutting to the rim, Gavin Boozer. Layup is good. Nice play. High, low action. Wildermuth found Gavin Boozer, who streaked in from the right corner. And Jackson Center's back within four, 16-12. Very good first half by Boozer of the Tigers. Rotated on top to Cordonier for Rushi. Near side, Daypour. Step back, triple in the air. It hit the flange. Loose ball rebound. Yanked down by Blackfoot. Ahead to Brady Wildermuth. Wide open player, Boozer. He missed the gimme. He blew it. Unmolested was Boozer, couldn't get it to go. Rebound Rushi. Knifing into the lane goes Sherman. Out back to Dylan Kerdiner. Kerdiner 25 feet out, a minute to go, second quarter. 16-12, Rushi up four.
Sometimes the easiest ones are the hardest ones.
Chuck, we mentioned before the game, Rushi wanted to get to 50. Jackson Center wanted to keep it in the 40s. We may not get to 35 before the night's over at this pace. 41 seconds to go in the first half. Rushi at midcourt with the basketball. Sherman starts a drive, pulls it back out. Jackson Center's in the man defense. So Rushi will not penetrate. Ball being held near the timeline. Sherman's got it. Hands to Dylan Kerdiner with 21 seconds to go. Dylan starts the move. Goes to the top of the key, then circles the wagons. Back out on top with 16, 15, 14 seconds left in the first half. Rushi up 4, 16-12. Kearns goes to the high post with 8 to go. Kerdiner dribble drive down the left side of the lane. Tries to bounce to Kohi. Kick out the Jackson Center right below the backboard.
I think they got a break that the ball got a foot on it because there was three defenders in between the pass and who he was trying to throw it to.
You're right. That ball was going nowhere but to a black jersey. And the ball is thrown in by Rushi with 5.9 to go. Right corner, Tebby. Tebby back to the basket. Squares up on Willemuth. Leans in, fades away. Missed the 15-footer just before the buzzer. Rushi 16, Jackson Center 12. Still looks much more like a halftime high school football score, Chuck, than it does a halftime basketball count. 16-12, Rushi up 4. Offenses have showed patience, good shots at a premium. Defenses have been strong, and only 28 points between the two clubs here at the half. Halftime at Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The rules of dinner are changing at Frisch's Big Boy. New rule number one, you don't have to spend a lot to get a lot. Because right now, you can get 5 delicious dinners, each just $7.99. Country fried steak or chicken, roast beef, turkey or meatloaf, plus green beans and mashed potatoes with gravy. So you'll have no problem with an old dinner rule. Finish what's on your plate. Dinner rules at Frisch's Big Boy.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, Brookins-USA.com.
My name is Alexis Monin, a junior cheerleader at Rushi High School. You are listening to scoresbroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of the Rushi Raiders. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Do not miss out on high-quality furniture priced just right for your needs at Goffney Furniture. Dining room and living room furniture, home office and entertainment space furniture, adult and youth bedroom furniture, all at Goffney. Priced to meet your budget. High quality furniture too. 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. That's at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. As I mentioned, 5-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for even more savings. That's GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Here at Rushi, the Raiders lead the Jackson Center Tigers by 4, 16-12 at the break, Chuck.
Well, Rushi has a 13-11 rebounding advantage, 3-1 on the offensive boards. Rushi turned the ball over 5 times in the first half. Jackson Center turned it over 4. As good as the defense was in the first half, that's kind of amazing. There's only 9 turnovers. individual scoring for the Raiders. They were led by Cole Tepe with 8. And then they got 2 each from Kearns, Daypore, Cohey, and Cordagna. They were 0-2 from the free throw line. 8 points in each quarter, 16 for the half. Jackson Center led by Gavin Boozer with 7, 3 from Brady Wildermuth, 2 from Fred Bunkey, 0 from Bryce Sosby, 1-4 from the free throw line. They scored 5 and 7. You're kind of lucky to only trail 16-12 at the half.
Oh, I'd agree, Chuck. Yes. In fact, at one time there, Rushi was up 14-7, then 16-7. Jackson Center shut Rushi out the last couple minutes of the first half and scored the last 5 themselves. Head coach Scott Elkert is saying right now under his breath in the locker room, thank goodness for Gavin Boozer tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he scored 7 of their 12 points, missed an easy layup there that yes. could have cut it to 2.
Mm-hmm.
But, each team is in there now making offensive adjustments. Nobody needs to make any defensive adjustments. But offensively, both teams need to make some moves to try to get some more scoring.
And I laud head coach Spencer Cordagna of Rushi, Chuck, as you have suggested a couple times, the Raiders have not forced the issue at the offensive end. You do that, you fall into that trap that Jackson Center wants you to do, because the Tigers' defense is like a web, and if you try to trigger difficult passes through that web, well, Jackson Center will deflect them, take them away. And Rushi has tried to value the basketball with a lot of patience at the offensive end. The Raiders were up 7-9 there briefly. But a lot of clubs right now, Chuck, would have gotten out of their element trying to score against this Jackson Center defense.
But it's hard to be patient as a kid.
I mean, yes.
You want to score, you want to shoot the ball, and they're doing a nice job. And defensively, they're being very physical with Wildermuth.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, it's not being called,
right.
So you continue to do it.
Yeah, well said. Good observation. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. 4-point lead, Rushi. Third quarter, 5 minutes away on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
And here come the Jackson Center Tigers back out on the floor here at Rushi High School. The orange and black on the road down by 4 with 3 minutes on the clock. 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter of this game. And here come the Rushi Raiders out of the locker room down to our right. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com. It's done so since the start of Scores over 10 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' basketball games, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center spotlights a couple cheerleaders, one from each high school. Tonight from Rushi, it is Claire Meyer, a sophomore cheerleader, daughter of Mike and Carla. She participates in 4-H academia, a church choir, where she is a soprano, takes part in the high school band. She is a flutist. The St. Remy Church Youth Group is an organization in which she participates, and she's also on the student council at the high school. She's the vice president for the sophomore class. Claire Meyer would like to study at Ohio State or at Rhodes State in Lima and pursue physical therapy. For Jackson Center, under the spotlight tonight, cheerleader Riley Jackson, a sophomore, daughter of Stephanie and Anthony Jackson, was on the volleyball squad, plays softball. She pitches, plays outfield and infield as well. CYO basketball, member of the Spanish club, Academia, FCCLA. And she is one of two sophomore representatives on student council at Jackson Center. She'd like to study at Ball State or Bowling Green and pursue speech pathology. Claire Meyer of Rushi, Riley Jackson of Jackson Center, two sophomore cheerleaders, outstanding students. Our locale equipment spotlight performers tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, locale equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCurdyville is owned by Adam Rice, and Adams Tech Solutions reaches out to assist small businesses with high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, virus and spyware service, remote management, custom builds, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones and handhelds. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. For Adam Rice, that's 538-6948. Adams Tech Solutions, owned by Adam Rice in Anna near McCurdyville. Well, second half begins with a Rushi possession right away, Chuck. The Raiders on the third pass go down inside the left-hander Daniel Kearns. And below the backboard, he tries to loop one around from underneath the rim. And as he does so, he's hacked, but he misses his third straight free throw of the evening. Second of two shots, Kearns, deep knee bend, got this one. So Kearns and Willemuth, two of eight between them at the free throw stripe in this game.
Yeah, not what you're going to see very often from those two.
Nope. 17-12, Rushi up five. Here Sosby up the floor for Jackson Center. Goes baseline, gets it back on the arc. Oh, what a beautiful feed. Down inside of Brady Willemuth, and he lays it in. You talk about a dynamite angle on a bounce pass, threading the needle nicely was Sosby for Brady Wildermuth. And you can tell Jackson Center's done some chalk and talk at the halftime break. 17-14, Rushi up three. Low post right, left-hand jumper, Kearns, front rim. It is good. It trickled over the iron and popped in there. Soft touch by Daniel Kearns. He's got a couple fielders in this game. 5-point lead, Rushi, 19-14. Top of the circle with the ball, Sosby. Back to the basket, Wildermuth, 16 feet away. Hand off to Bunky. Bunky picked up by Dayport. Here's a foul line, fadeaway jump shot. Boozer, short, caught the front rim, wound up in the lap of Tebby. Out ahead to Cordania for Rushi. Back to Tebby. Right side, Sherman. They look to go for Kearns in the post. Bunky's on his back, can't get it to him. Now Sherman. Kearns comes out to catch. Right wing Dayport through the key. 6.5 to go, second quarter. Here's a bounce pass into Kearns. Kearns tries to make one too many dishes across the lane to Tebby. Broken up and stolen by Jackson Center. Quickly down the floor. It is Blackfoot. Left side to Bunky. He tries to make a wraparound pass that's ill-advised for Wildermuth. Easy steal, Tebby. Long lead out down the floor, Kearns.
And Kearns bullies his way into the lane. Offensive foul. Trent Blackfoot stood his ground. Probably closer to a no call, but if they're going to make a call, it was a charge. 6 minutes, 15 seconds to go in the third quarter. Closely played as we expected. 19-14. Rushi in the lead over Jackson Center by five. On the dribble, Sosby. Center circle. Wildermuth comes out to greet him. He's covered up. Left side pass goes to Gavin Boozer. To Bunky. Uh-oh. The ball is lost near the official far side of the floor. Unable to hang on for the Jackson Center Tigers as Trent Blackfoot. Unforced error. Some carelessness by the Tigers. 20 feet from the basket, and Rushi gets the ball.
A lot of inexperience on the perimeter for Jackson Center, and it's kind of showing right now.
5:48 to go in the third. Rushi in the lead by five. 19-14. Here's a good low post pass to Tebby. Tebby's blocked in the front and the back. Let's see who gets the foul. Is it Boozer or Wildermuth?
I think that call was made because he hammered down so hard, but that, unless he has leather arms, that was a block.
Yep, it looked like it was a lot of basketball for sure. And Tebby opened his body up to the defender. The cram came by the defensive man. Both Boozer and Wildermuth pinched him. And it almost looked like they allowed the shot to take place knowing they would get the easy block. Free throw, though, by Tebby is no good. And the second one is long. The rebound kicks out on the play to Trent Blackfoot for Jackson Center, which is down by five. Up ahead to Boozer. Left corner, Wildermuth. Oh, he shuffled his feet. Yep, he got moving too fast. Last two trips down. Unforced miscues by the Tigers, uncharacteristic of Jackson Center. 19-14. Rushi ahead by five with five and a half to go in the third. Dylan Cordonier gives it up to Sherman. Sherman on the bounce through the lane. Oh, good ball rotation. Down low to the right to Tebby. Tebby's 8-foot turnaround blocked on a play by Wildermuth, who eats him up and takes it away. Wildermuth storms down the floor. Looks for help. Goes out back on the play to Boozer. Was a swipe. A steal. Nicely done by Daypour, the Raiders. Daypour down to hardwood. Scrappy defense by Boozer. It results in a foul 30 feet away. 5:02 to be played in the third quarter. Every time I look up, Chuck, it's still a football score.
Yeah, I know.
19-14. Raiders ahead by five.
And unfortunately, in this area, the two missed extra points.
And neither of these teams plays on the gridiron. On the weave out front, it is Dylan Cordonier. Almost a moving screen by Tebby. No call. Dylan's got the ball right side to Sherman. Sherman picked up by Flatfoot. Now to Tebby, 20 feet out. Wildermuth up against him tightly. Head coach Spencer Cordonier shouting out instructions. Oh, here's an overplay down inside the bunkie of Jackson Center. The pass got to Kearns, and then Jackson Center's defender peeled off his man. I think it was Wildermuth who covered up the play and swatted it out of bounds. Inbounded Rushi into the lane. Sherman veers off into the right corner. Now to Dylan Cordonier. Starts to drive through the paint. Wants to fade away. He's in there too long, and it's called. Yep. Good refereeing there by Todd Baker across the way. Dylan Cordonier got sandwiched in a cluster of bodies in the lane and couldn't get out.
Todd's at about 40% tonight.
19-14, 5-point lead in favor of Rushi. We've been stuck at that score for over 2 minutes. Midcourt with the ball, Sosby for Jackson Center. He's doubled up. Gets rid of it on the play to Blackfoot. Down low, intended for Bunky. It's a wild heave out of bounds. Rushi's overplay defense. You're right, Chuck, against the inexperience of Jackson Center out on the perimeter, making life miserable for the Tigers.
That should have been a layup, and the pass was too hard and behind him.
Mm-hmm. And as Rushi comes down the floor, there's a fake to the right, a drive to the left by Dylan Cordonier. He's fouled on the bounce on the way to the rim. Jackson Center with three in the half. Rushi with four. Still a five-point game, 19-14. Rushi inbounding to Kearns in the corner. Gliding through the lane, off balance, Sherman banks it right in front. Got it to go. Good play by Sherman. He went to work on Bryce Sosby. 7-point lead Raiders. Quickly, Jackson Center down the floor. Flatfoot on the arc to Sosby. Very good drive on that last play by Sherman as he posted up Sosby in the paint. Coming out to catch Flatfoot for the Tigers, who trail now by 7. Deep right corner, Boozer. Knocked out of bounds by Daypour. Rushi's opened up some daylight, Chuck, and a 7-point lead in this game is pretty significant.
Well, Jackson turned it 4 times in the first half. They've turned it 5 times in the third quarter.
Not a good period taking care of the ball for the Jackson Center Tigers, who have only 14 points in this entire game so far. We're beyond the halfway mark of the third quarter. Ball thrown down inside of Brady Wilderberg. Looking him go to work. He ducks under, and he hits the 5-footer. It hit the rim 3 times, fell in, and Hunter Cohey, I think, got Wildermuth.
I think they caught it on Kearns.
Kearns.
They were both there.
Yep. Cohey and Kearns squeezed Wildermuth. One of the two got a piece of his shoulder. Count the goal, plus 1 for Wildermuth. That was a big possession for Jackson Center, which had been down 7.
They needed that, and that was the third foul on Kearns. That takes a little bit of size away.
Here's a 3-point chance by Brady. Trish, he's got it. 21-17 in favor of Rushi. Raiders into the forecourt. 3:20 left to go, third quarter. Baseline right, Tebby goes to work on Brady Wildermuth in the paint. Let's see what's been called. Brady gave him the knee from behind. Head coach Scott Elker to Jackson Center off the bench, not happy.
I think Todd might be down to 35% now.
Baseline, right of the basket. Rushi throwing in. It is Dylan Kerdiner. He looks. Feeds Cohey low on the left. Cohey steers to the rim. Left it short. No good. Loose ball rebound. Dug off the floor, but Tebby. Out back to Kerdiner. Here's a triple. Good! He's got it. Oh, it was a scattered floor. The ball was loose on the deck. Rushi found the open man. Kerdiner straight away, and he drilled it. 24-17. Rushi. Here's Brady Wildermuth. Whirling and twirling through the lane. He's a man on a mission right now. Couldn't get it to fall, but he's hit hard on the forearm, and he's got 2. 24-17. Rushi, 2:57 to go in the third quarter. 2 fouls on Brady Wildermuth, correct? Chuck, 2 on Brady.
There's a violation right there.
And I think Jackson Center is going to lose a free throw. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah, Corbin Murphy was out on talking to the coach, and Wildermuth had the ball, and he went running into the lane.
Lane violation, Jackson Center, and that eliminates the first of 2 free throw chances for Wildermuth, who is banged in the act of shooting. He only gets 1 for his effort, and he makes it. 24-18. Jackson Center down 6. Rushi with the ball, far left side, Sherman. Sherman at the elbow on the left. Out of Cordonier, 25 feet away. 2:40 left to go in the third quarter. Left side pass, Sherman. Coming out to catch Cohey. Right wing, Cordonier. On him, Sosby. There's a cross-court lob for Cohey near the rim. Missed it, no good. Here's Brady Wildermuth on the rebound. Brady down the floor, jammed away from behind. It hits the glass, comes out to the top of the key. Jackson Center recovers. Down to 6 of the Tigers. 2:20 left to go here in the third quarter. Sosby twisting, foul line extended left. Fadeaway shot, hit the back iron. Rebound to Boozer, though. Right corner, Blackfoot. Just over 2 to play in the third. Blackfoot's got a good look. Straight away. Bombs one. Makes it. Blackfoot a 24-footer. Longest shot of the night. Tigers back within 3. 24-21. Minute 50 to go in the third quarter. 20 feet out. It is Cordonier. Straight away, Daypour. Shot fake. Goes to Tebby. Tebby down the right side of the lane. Off balance runner. It gets Wildermuth. Missed it. No good. Way short. Rebound stabbed. Out of bounds. Touched on the play, I think, by Rushi.
Oh, boy.
Jackson Center possession. Cole Tebby says, I didn't get a piece of that last, did I?
We need to go to the monitor on that one.
Very good defense at the rim on that last shot, but Tebby Wildermuth offered it. Aaron shot, and eventually it trickled out of bounds off of the Rushi Raiders. Oh, looky here. Murphy is in the open area behind the arc, and he lofts it a long triple for Jackson Center. Corbin Murphy jacks one up, and we're tied. Two threes back-to-back. Jackson Center, back-footed Murphy, 24-24. And we've got a foul away from the action against Jackson Center as Rushi was running its motion.
I'll tell you what, we have not talked about Drew Sherman on the offensive end, but he has done a marvelous job on Sosby. Sosby has had to force up two shots. That's all he's gotten.
Yeah, Sosby's been fairly invisible. He's handled the ball but can't get a look. And Chuck, before the inbounds pass, yet another foul away from the action. Two quick ones in Jackson Center, not on the ball, and that is seven now. Each one committed away from the ball handler, and Hunter Cohey chose the stripe. One and one situation here for the lead, and he's got it. Big shot. Jackson Center had stormed from behind, down seven to pull even at 24. Hunter Cohey with a minute 14 to go, third quarter, bags the first free throw and the second, and Rucci's on top of two, 26-24.
And if that would not have gone in, there was another violation on the lane, and they were going to get another free throw.
Substitutions, Ethan Monier back in for Rushi. Monier, Daypour, Tebby, Sherman, Cordonier. Here's Sosby dribbling midcourt for Jackson Center. Wildermuth comes to the foul line to get it. Ball high overhead to Brady. Looks for Murphy. Rushi sloughed off on him. Last trip down, and Murphy launched in a triple. Inside pass by Boozer for Brady Wildermuth. Scrum forward, it's on the deck. And a black shirt, a white shirt. Another black shirt, another white shirt, each with a mitt on the ball. Out of bounds, Jackson Center, baseline right.
That drives you crazy. You got a 6'6 kid and you throw a pass down around his ankles.
That's exactly what happened. 53.9 to go in the third quarter. Rushi 26, Jackson Center 24. Yep, game after game after game, season after season after season. These two teams play hard fought close encounters, no different tonight. And on the inbounds play, the Jackson Center, Brady Wildermuth, I think, is caught shoving Cole Tebby real hard.
I think what we saw was a flop, was that got an offensive foul.
Was it an Emmy Award? Was it acting?
That's a terrible call.
Well, Brady Wildermuth has got to sit down, and the coaching staff of Jackson Center is up very disappointed. Tebby invited some contact, and Cole Tebby stole it, and that's foul number three on Brady Wildermuth.
I'm not sure he could knock you down that hard if he tried to.
43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Boy, that's going to be the objective of everybody Jackson Center plays all year long, is bait Brady Wildermuth into foul trouble. Oh, here's a good penetration move by Daymore. He found Tebby cutting into the right wing. Fed him. Good shot fake by Tebby as the defender Bucky went by, and Cole Tebby dropped it in. And Rushi, which had been tied to Jackson Center a moment ago, is in the lead by four again. 14 seconds to go in the third. If there was ever a time for a big goal from Bryce Sosby, it's right now. 6 seconds remaining. Sosby between the legs on the dribble. Starts a drive. Pulls up at the elbow. Goes into the right corner. Leans in. Fades away. Shoots. Short. No good. We've played three quarters here at Rushi. The Raiders 28. The Tigers 24 on scores.com.
Ruckin's in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Ruckin's for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Ruckin's is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Ruckin's burgers to go around, there's just no place like Ruckin's in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at Brookens-USA.com. That's Brookens, Brookens-USA.com.
This is Scores, broadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Big shout-outs tonight here on Scores, broadcast.com to a couple of Rushi sponsors, which joined us last March during the high school basketball tournament, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. A lot of gratitude to them. We thank you very much. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Raiders up four. First 20 seconds of the fourth quarter. Hunter Cohey dishes off into the right corner. Ethan Monier, he goes baseline. He's hemmed in. Nearly walked. Good call by the official. Fine defense applied by Brady Wilvermuth on the left side. Flat foot to the right. Walk against Monier, and Jackson Center's got the possession. Half minute gone, fourth period. 4-point lead, Rushi. Here's Boozer, 25 feet away on the left. Left corner, Murphy. Swings it on top to Platford. At the elbow on the left, he lets one fly. Short, no good. Rebound right corner, Boozer. Boozer's cross-court pass deflected, intercepted by Rushi. Uncharacteristically, a bundle of second-half turnovers against Jackson Center. Tebby in the post against Brady Wildermuth. And Brady Wildermuth tries to flop. The officials don't buy it. Ball thrown to the arc. Long three-pointer, Daypour. He's been off tonight. Missed it hard. Loose ball, rebound, Jackson Center. Foul, Rushi. Yeah, Daypour, really, he's got one basket. Well, Brady Wildermuth thought he would try to go for the Oscar. He was unable to bait the official into it. Rushi didn't score, though. And Jackson Center's got the ball back. 6:50 left here in the fourth. 4-point lead, Rushi. And Thosby kicks it away. He lost it to Daypour. Daypour darts down the floor. Dribbles into the lane. Blocked away from Brady Wildermuth. 3-on-1 break, Tigers. Dribble drive to the basket. Shot missed by Platfoot. But he's yanked on the arm. He'll get two.
Well, that was what I was asking Coach Elker before the game. I mean, Brady Wildermuth is a shot-blocking phenom, but he's got to really pick his spots. He's done a nice job tonight.
Two free throws here for Trent Platfoot of Jackson Center, and it curls around the rim and comes out. Neither team hot from the stripe tonight.
3 of 8 and 3 of 8.
Wow. 6 for 16 between these two clubs at the charity stripe. And that one, but Blackfoot is short. He pulled the string on it. Rushi got the rebound. 6.5 to go in the fourth. Raiders up four. Top of the key, it goes to Kearns. He's back in there. Straight away to Sherman. Fakes right, goes left down the lane. To Cohey on the block against Wildermuth. Cohey backs him down. Leans in, goes up strong. It is bouncing around, came out. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Brady almost picked up a fourth foul. Here's a wild pass, but Jackson Center intercepted by Rushi. Raiders got the telegraph throw, and then a Tiger player undercut a Raider. Team foul situation, Chuck, as we look at the scoreboard. Yep, Jackson Center's up to 9 in this half. Rushi in the bonus. Raiders have committed 5. Scott Elkert, head coach of Jackson Center, continues to question this officiating crew.
This is a very veteran crew, and I think they've struggled a little bit tonight.
Yeah, there have been 3 or 4 calls that could very easily have gone the other way. In fact, maybe should have. Free throw by Sherman is good. He earns the bonus. 5-point lead, Rushi.
So far, he's got 1 point, and he's my leading candidate for the Clancy's player for Rushi.
Oh, his defense has been suffocating on Bryce Tosnick. Sherman's got each free shot. He makes them both at the charity line. A couple of big ones. And the lead for Rushi swells out to 6 after Jackson Center had tied it at 24 late in the third quarter. 30-24, Rushi. Brady Wildermuth, top of the circle. Hands behind him to Boozer. Boozer bouncing, goes to Wildermuth 20 feet away. And a reach-in foul called against the Raiders. That is the team's 6th. So from this point on now, the Jackson Center Tigers will be in the bonus.
Chuck, it's been a tough game to work. Let's give the official some slack. It's been very, very physical.
Well, Todd Baker is one of my favorite officials all around the area. I think he's just bought a couple of things tonight that maybe he shouldn't have bought. It is the Christmas season, though.
Deep in the right corner with the ball, flat-foot. Baseline to Boozer for Jackson Center. Shot fake. Easy block by Cohey. Cohey didn't go off the ground on the first fake by the Jackson Center player. And Spencer Verdonier, head coach of the Raiders, gets a timeout. 5:29 to go in this game. Rushi up 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Rushi High School. The Raiders lead the Tigers by 6, 30-24. It's the first Shelby County League game of the year for Jackson Center, number 2 for Rushi, which earned a victory last Friday on the road at Houston. Let's see what the Raiders come up with after the timeout by head coach Spencer Verdonier. Daypour inbounding to Dylan Verdonier, top of the circle, handoff to Kearns, back to the basket. Kearns. He is picked up by Murphy. Kearns fakes left, goes right. Off balance lefty, way short of the mark. Good defense by Brady Wildermuth. I tell you what, Chuck, on about every shot from the foul line down on in, there is contact.
There was contact that time, yep.
It has been a very challenging game to officiate. 5 minutes even to go. Bryce Sosby's got a good look from three-point land. No good off to the left. Good screen was set by Corbin Murphy. Here's a dribble drive, great penetration right down the middle of the floor. Dylan Verdonier banked in a runner. Dylan Verdonier hits one. He took the ball at midcourt, would not be denied. Formidable play by Dylan Verdonier. He streaked through the lane and arched it up and in over Wildermuth. 8-point game now. 32-24, Rushi, 4:25 to go. Brady Wildermuth on the arc. He's got a little avenue in the paint. He finds some room. There's contact. What's been called? Offensive foul. Offensive foul on Brady Wildermuth. That's number 4. Well, Brady thought he had a sliver of an opening. He simply started too far out on the court, Chuck. It's going to be difficult for a big man to go 17, 18 feet on the dribble drive without somebody sliding over to get position against you.
I just hate the rule where you can be straight under the basket and take a charge.
Here is Sherman in the right corner to Cordonier for Rushi, which leads by 8. 4 minutes to go in the game. Cordonier coming off a sterling play. Last trip down for the Raiders. Here's Daypour, top of the circle to Kearns. Left side, Dylan Verdonier. On a weave, it goes to Daypour. Baseline left to Tebby. Tebby reverse layup against Brady Wildermuth. It is blocked by Brady Wildermuth off the backboard, off Tebby, out of bounds. Brady Wildermuth is spent as he comes walking down the floor for the Tigers. He has had a workout tonight.
He sat for about 45 seconds in the second quarter, but I'll tell you what. He has had to work for everything he's gotten.
Here's Brady Wildermuth, 25 feet away. Takes left, goes right. He dragged the pivot foot. He walked. Oh, a shuffle by Brady way out on the floor. And timeout is called. 3:37 left of the game. Rushi possession again when we come back as the Tigers turnovers mount. 8-point lead Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
high-quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Well, it's been a close one, a little lower scoring, Chuck, than we thought. We figured the game might be played in the 40s, and we could very well get to the mid-40s before it's over. Arushi, we figured, wanted to get to 50. Raiders might win this game in the 40s. They're up 8 now, having held Jackson Center to 24 points in over 3.5 periods.
Well, they've done such a wonderful job tonight on Sosby. And they have made, like you said, Brady Wildermuth has worked and worked and worked just to get where he's got 9 points, and he's had to kill himself to get those 9.
And again, Bryce Sosby has what on the evening?
He hasn't scored.
A goose egg for Bryce Sosby, who's had 33 points in 2 Jackson Center victories thus far this season. Here's Rushi into the forecourt. Ball punched out of bounds by Jackson Center right below us. 3:31 to go in this game. Raiders nurse an 8-point cushion. And Rushi's in the double bonus. Raiders really don't need to shoot. Certainly not a hasty shot. Here's Dylan Cordonier. Oh, a good feed as the ball was dealt down inside to Kearns. Kearns got position on Murphy of Jackson Center as the Tigers tried to switch at the last second. And a black shirt was out of position. Kearns was fouled, or he would have had a layup. He has 2 free throws, double bonus for the Raiders. Kearns has not shot them well tonight. The left-hander aims, and it rims and comes off.
1 for 5.
Second shot, Daniel Kearns. This sophomore, Chuck, is only going to get better. He's got some moves with savvy around the basket, and that left hand of his is pretty tricky. He's got an adept shot from 8 or 9 feet on in. Tough to guard. Plays bigger than his height. Second free throw off to the right. Rebound of a Platt to Jackson Center. He storms down the floor. Gives it up to Brady Wildermuth, 15 feet away. Spin move by him. Defensive body foul committed by Rushi. And Brady's got the 1-1. And slowly but surely, seconds are creeping away from Jackson Center. Only 3:18 remaining in the fourth quarter. We're stuck at 32-24.
So with only 24 points and 3:18, I don't know if they have enough offense tonight to get it done.
Good point. And who knows, the winner of this game, unless we have a lot of successful free throws in the final 3 minutes, the winner of this game may not get to 40. Foul shot by Wildermuth is way short. He doesn't get the bonus. He missed it. Rushi's got the ball in the forecourt. Head of the key, Hunter Cohey. Left side pass to Logan Cordonier. On top to Sherman, veers right. Bounce pass to Cohey in the paint. Double team, great tie-up maneuver by Bunky. Bunky got both arms in there. Wrapped his mitts around the basketball as they two-team Rushi in the post and got the benefit of the possession arrow with 3 minutes to go in the game. 8-point contest, Rushi in front. Wildermuth in backcourt to Sosby. Here come the Tigers. Boy, if there was ever a time for a three ball by Bryce Sosby, it was right now. Outside the arc on the left is Platt. He goes opposite to Wildermuth. Wildermuth fakes left, goes right. Here's a leaner, right baseline, high off the glass and down in. Good shot by Brady Wildermuth. He's got double digits.
That was probably a charge.
6-point game. Rushi with it in the post. It's Debbie. Raiders try to remain calm and cool and patient at the offensive end. 2.5 to go in the contest. Deep left corner, it's Dayport. Goes baseline, getting there late. Boozer, who clamped down and fouled. Double bonus, Dayport.
Now, he's not been to the line tonight.
He had a good evening at the charity stripe against St. Henry. Not from the floor, but from the charity mark against the Redskins. Dayport shot him well. Double bonus here. First one on the way. Swish. He's got it. 33-26. Rushi back up 7. Second shot, day four. One, two, three bounces. It is short, no good, a little nervous. Long rebound, no ricochets. Here's Sherman. Sherman dribbles into the lane, gets it back out of trouble. Rushi resets the attack. That was a huge long rebound on the missed free throw. Baseline right, Tevi for Rushi. Thought about shooting, was open. Gave it up to Sherman through the top of the circle. Blackfoot grabbed him. Oh, we got some shoving going on. Technical on Jackson Center. The Tigers fouled, trying to steal the basketball out in the top of the circle. It was a fairly aggressive foul, as it should have been. Jackson Center was trying to swipe the basketball. Then the whistle blew, and there was a little extracurricular bump after the whistle blew. And at the free throw line is Sherman for Rushi. He'll have, what, four free throws here, Chuck?
Well, if they're going to leave him up there, yes.
His first one is good. His second one is no good. He was fouled. He shot the two. The Raiders win the bonus, and now the Techs are not shot by him. It's Dylan Cordagna who strolls to the stripe. 8-point game, 2:04 to go in the fourth. Cordagna connects. Rushi led early in this game, 16-7, very briefly. And the lead has swollen back to 9 again, 35-26 for the first time since then. Cordagna is in and out on the second free throw. Rushi makes 2 of 4. And had the Raiders made all four with the ball out of bounds, they would have just about had this game salted away. It's still a 3-point made basket difference, 9, 35-26. Raiders have the ball side court.
That boggles my mind when an official who's been doing this for 30 years doesn't know where you bring the ball in after a technical.
It is Daypour, center stripe, across the way, looks, enters into backcourt, goes to Cordagna. Cordagna dribbles across, picked up by Sosby. 25 feet out, hand off to Daypour. Through the head of the key, release valve to Sherman. Sherman starts a drive on Blackfoot. Baseline right to Tevi. Shot fake. Power move. Tevi. Good. Cole Tevi with a monster basket. That could do it. 37-26. Rushi. Brady Willard on the arc. Bounce pass to Sosby. Sosby 25 feet away. Left corner Boozer. To Brady in the lane. Running one-hander. Bouncing around and in. Big 10 footer by Brady Willard. 37-28. 9-point game, Rushi. Minute 24 to go. Spencer Cordagna gets a timeout. He wants to talk strategy over the final minute. 23. Raiders were up 11 before the Wildermuth basket. It's down to 9. Time running out for the Tigers. Raiders ahead by 9 points. Under a minute and a half to go in this game. Chuck will keep it right here. Let our listeners know that we are very thankful for these anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, Troy Body Car Star, 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. And again, gratitude to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, each came on board with us last March during the basketball tournament. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, shout-outs to them. Rushi clings to a 9-point lead. Raiders put it in the deep freeze. Out near midcourt, it's Daypour. On him, Boozer. Left side, Cordagna. Near midcourt, right back to Sherman. A minute left. Double team is coming. Ball pitched down to the right corner to Tevi. Open player, Cohey. Missed the layup. Got the rebound and stuck it in. Hunter Cohey. Good assist by Tevi. As Rushi spread the floor. Quick three-pointer. Brady Willemuth other end for Jackson Center. Bombs away. Yes, he's got it. 39-31. 8-point lead, Rushi, timeout called by Jackson Center. Again, thank you so much to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and in Knoxville, the Bluffton University MBA program. Bluffton's in Fort Loramie. No good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for even more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John will always give you his very best shot. Here's Rushi up the floor. Sherman glides across the line, gives it to Hunter Cohey, who's coming off a big offensive rebound goal for the Raiders, who own an 8-point cushion. Half minute to go. Down inside to Tebby. Shot taken against Willermuth. Willermuth blocked it. Rebound Tebby. Lost it out of bounds. Tebby hit the deck hard. These two young men, Cole Tebby and Brady Willermuth, have gone after each other physically, aggressively all night long. Each, of course, playing very hard for his own team to win this game tonight. Been nothing dirty about it. It's just been highly physical play. And Tebby, after being blocked on that last shot, lost the ball off his fingertips out of bounds. 25 seconds to go in the game. Down eight. Here's Jackson Center quickly down the floor. Wildermuth fall away foul line. Jay, no good. Long rebound knocked out to Blackfoot. His triple try blocked by Rishi. Here's a long run out. Here is a breaking layup in. Day four was cherry picking. The lead is 10. 5 seconds left in the game. Sosby 25 feet away. Ducks under. Shoots a long one at the buzzer. Missed it off the back iron. It's over. Rushi just got to 40. 31. Rushi 31. Jackson Center. As the Raiders win it by 10. Jackson Center came a little unglued down the stretch. Rushi spread the floor. Made Jackson Center foul. The Raiders got to the line. Made enough free throws to inch away at the end. And very good unselfish plays by the Raiders in the last 40 seconds or so. One big pass by Tebby to Hunter Cohey. That just about finished Jackson Center off. Rushi's defense tonight, Chuck, was Jackson Center-like all night long, holding the Tigers at 31, and Bryce Sosby couldn't get a point.
Yeah, he didn't get a good look all night, and that's why Drew Sherman with 3 points for the game is also the Clancy's player of the game for Rushi.
Just a standout defensive effort by Drew Sherman and the Rushi Raiders. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none for three straight years. Now Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, and Ohio Mutual. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Well, check how the Raiders get it done. Jackson Center was up a point in the first couple minutes. That was it. Rushi led by nine at one stretch in the first half and opened it up to double digits in the last minute of this game, winning by 10.
Well, they got it to 24 each. And then gave up the last two baskets of the third quarter.
Yes.
And then Rushi kind of just pulled away there. They did it with their defense. They just played better. That's all there is to it. They just played better.
And as I alluded seconds ago, Rushi's defense, Chuck, was every bit as feisty as Jackson Center's usually is. Jackson Center's certainly wasn't bad limiting Rushi to 41. I'm sure the Raiders would tell you right now to a man, hey, every one of our points was difficult to earn.
All contested.
Oh, yeah. Every point in this game, highly challenged at both ends. Nothing easy. Only 72 points between the two clubs. And Rushi wins it by 10. And we'll have a similar style of game next time around when the two hook up at Jackson Center.
No doubt about it. I mean, this is what these two teams play. Might be a different story in Jackson, but you just don't know. leading scorers for both clubs, Chuck.
Tebby had 12 and Credonier had 10. And on the other side, Wildermuth had 16.
Cole Tebby was certainly a force. He didn't back down all night long. He might have been sized by a few inches. But Cole Tebby was certainly a man among men on the inside.
Well,
Brady Wildermuth took the bull by the horn, did the very best he could. Yeoman's effort for Brady Wildermuth throughout the entire game. Might have gotten hit with a foul or two he didn't deserve. In the end, I really don't think that made a big difference at all. But the defense, as you noted, by Drew Sherman and Bryce Sosby, that in the end was the margin in this game.
He didn't score.
Nope.
And to me, that's the difference. And, you know, Tebby, the thing is, he probably got 10 shots blocked tonight, but he didn't stop.
Exactly.
He's not going to want any dinner because he's got a basketball stuck in his throat, but he just kept playing hard.
Oh, what a game by Cole Tebby. Clancy's award, as you mentioned, Drew Sherman.
Drew Sherman on the Rushi side. On the other side, Brady Wildermuth with his 16. Not a real artistic game for Brady, but boy, they made him work for everything he got on the other end, too.
Yeah, it was the first football game ever here on the gridiron at Rushi between the Raiders and Tigers.
If they hit that hard, they ought to play.
Wapak Avenue in Sydney, the location for Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
A very hard-earned victory by Rushi tonight over Jackson Center, 41-31 in the Shelby County League. Rushi Raiders now advanced to 3-1 on the year with wins over Houston, Newton, and tonight Jackson Center, the loss to St. Henry. Jackson Center 2-1. Being beaten here tonight. Victories over Lehman Catholic and Columbus Grove so far for the Tigers. Jackson Center's next game is at home on Tuesday in the Shelby County League versus Anna. Rushi is idle on League Night Tuesday next week. The Raiders do have a home game tomorrow night outside the Shelby County League versus Arcanum. The Raiders play Anna next Friday on the road back in SCL action. Two good games for you tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. Don't miss it. The Botkins Trojans, the ladies,
6-0.
6-0 on the year so far. Maybe the only team in the state of Ohio 6-0 at this point early in the year. Of course, the girls start a full week before the boys. There may be someone else 6-0 in one of the four corners of Ohio. Certainly in this area, Botkins the first to get the six wins. The opponent, Houston, the Houston girls coming off an upset on the road at Anna in the Lady Wildcats' last Shelby County League game. So we've got the tip tomorrow at 2:30, on the web at 2:10. Matt Stevens, the IT director at Houston High School, has fired up our hard internet line in the crow's nest at Houston. And we are on the web online at 2:10 tomorrow afternoon, Botkins at Houston. As Matt Maurer, head coach of Botkins, and Brad Allen, head coach at Houston, Matt Witts, in that girls' game tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we look at the Sydney Yellow Jackets again. Last report from Ken Barhorst, sports editor of the Sydney Daily News. The Jackets had a significant lead, double digits over tip at the halftime break. Sydney had rolled up 40 in the first two quarters and had a commanding edge over tip. At the intermission break tomorrow night, Sydney entertains Wapakoneta. 7:30 tip on the web at 7:10. And it's going to be fun again to see Gordon and company.
I was going to say, if you don't have any other reason to come see that game tomorrow night, you come see Andre Gordon. That kid is the real deal and only a sophomore.
That's the amazing part. You're just a sophomore, and if the Bellefontaine game on Tuesday is any indication, he has certainly improved his long-range jump shot, no doubt about it.
I think Ohio State could use him right now, but I think he has to finish high school first.
And so many thanks to Rhett Gish, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee is always alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until tomorrow afternoon at 2:10, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Rushi, where the Raiders have defeated Jackson Center 41-31.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.